At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You remember about a year or so ago when mortgage rates hit 8% and there was that saying out there, you marry the home and date the rate. Well, a lot of people said that was the most idiotic thing you would ever do. Well, fortunately for a lot of those people that did do that and bought maybe at a 7.75 rate or an 8% rate, now might be the time to go from dating the rate to marrying the rate. So in today's headlines, here's what we're going to talk about. Mortgage rate refinance applications spiked 23% higher because of what's going on with rates, folks. They do say in here, though, with riskier loans making a comeback, and they focus in on that, and I'll talk about that in a second. The next thing I want to do is go over here and look at the markets. The markets are rolling once again, and if you follow my channel, here's what we talk about. I always say, well, this is a Cinderella story when we get this. All the Dow Jones, the S&P, the NASDAQ, and the Russell, all these are equity positions. They're all in the green, meaning they're all up. So if you put money in the stock market, either any of these, you most likely made some money today. Now, on this side, the VIX. What is the VIX? It's over my head. It's at 14.49. It's down. Well, this is, think of the anxiety or the blood pressure of Wall Street. Okay, as this gets down in the low teens, then Wall Street's just chilling. Okay, when you see this hit 20, 30, that's when you kind of freak out and that's when the numbers go crazy. But when this is like 13, 14, 15, the markets usually move in the direction for basically good reasons. So if you go down through here, you see we're missing something today? I don't see any tariff stuff. Yesterday, President Trump in China kind of kicked that can for another 90 days. So I don't know what all is behind the scenes on that now. But that's kind of a nice news that we have for today. Here's some great news that we have. This is Diane Olick. She's over at CNBC. She's going to explain kind of this what they're talking about right through here. But I want you guys to hear it from her. They talk about those risky loans. Those are the loans I want to talk to you guys about after Diane's done. So let's take it away to Diane. Let's give her the, she can give us the information on refinances, where rates are, and then tell us about those risky loans. Diane, take it away.
Well, meantime, mortgage rates are on the move. Diana Olick has the details there. Diana.
Well, John, rates continue to fall. The average on the 30-year fix dropped a little more today to 6.53%. That's the lowest since October. It had been holding in a very narrow range over the past several months, but appears to be pushing lower for now anyway. That is driving refinance demand. Those applications jumped 23% last week compared with the previous week, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. That's the strongest week since April. Refis are now climbing to close to half of all applications. And that's because demand from home buyers is not reacting as well to lower rates. Those applications up just 1% for the week. But what's really interesting in this week's report is the surge in adjustable rate demand. Those applications jumped 25% to their highest level since 2022, and the ARM share jumped nearly 10% of all applications. Now, the average rate on a 5-in-1 ARM dropped to 5.8% from 6.06. These are considered riskier loans, but what's really interesting and potentially concerning here is that ARM demand usually rises when interest rates rise, not when they fall like they're doing now. And that's because as rates rise, people struggle more and look for any way to lower their rate. So it's a little off the usual path, John.
Okay, so first I want to unpack a little bit of a few things. She said riskier loans. So I just want you to understand, these aren't risky underwritten loans. Basically, she's saying it's risky to the consumer because your interest rate will vary over time. Okay, they're not like the subprime loans of years ago or the adjustable rate loans that basically clobbered the market in 2008. These are underwritten exactly the same as any other loan, but you're just offering an adjustable rate. So they consider this risky. Well, the rate, believe it or not, the rate can even go down. And that's why I think a lot of people, even when the rates are coming down, they know they're going to come down. They know they're going to come down over the next couple years. So a lot of people are thinking, okay, I'll get in now. I even know it's a little bit higher, but over the next, I know it's going to go down over the next few years. So I'll just go with the lower rate now, and then I'll probably hold on to that until it goes down further. And then at some point, maybe lock in. That's what I did on my home. You know, I continued to refinance down, and I got 2.625 on a 30-year fixed back in like 2001. And it's awesome. So, you know, even if you have 7.75 or 8, you know, look at refinancing like a lot of these people did, but you have to be concerned about the, you know, what rate that you're getting, what the costs are associated with this, what your break-even point is, and that's where we can help you here. So just want to get to that. So let's get over to what we're seeing today in the market. We had a little reprieve in rates today, but this is weird. And I can honestly say, I just talked to a young man just a little bit ago, and I can say, I don't know if I've ever seen this happen. So I want to bring this screen on or this chart up. Okay, so this is the MBS market. This is what we talk about every day. It's up 21 ticks, means mortgage rates are coming down a little bit right through here. But do you see what's missing? Okay, do you see what's missing? Let me show you. If you go to a two-day chart, you see these things over here, these little bubbles. What are they saying? Well, they're saying that lender got better. So what better means is they got lower rates. That lender got better. That lender got better. So yesterday, here's what we got, you know, as the market moved, we had one, two, not a lot. But today we had not one bank adjust their rates. And that's weird. You go back to 5 days. Look at there. You always get these things. Why today there's none, I don't know. We also had a gap here to fill that people think we're going to go back down here. People don't know what the economic news is like coming in tomorrow. So let's go over to tomorrow's calendar. Here's what we got coming in tomorrow. Remember the CPI number that came in the other day, consumer inflation. It was better than expected right through here. 2.8, it was expected, went to 2.7. All the other indices stayed right on point. Now, here's what they're saying. Okay, let's say, for example, this is the PPI number coming out tomorrow, producer inflation. Let's say it goes from zero. Was it zero? It's supposed to go to 0.2. Let's say this comes in at 0.5. Well, the markets are going to sell off. Mortgage rates are going to spike back up because now they're going to say, this creates an even bigger dilemma. What's the Federal Reserve going to do? Well, as long as these numbers kind of stay at point right through here, well, let's get over to see what the Federal Reserve is going to do. So this is an analysis that the Chicago Mercantile Exchange puts together right through here. And it says in 34 days, Federal Reserve is going to meet. And here's most likely what they're going to do right through here. With the federal funds rate currently is 4.25 to 4.5. It's not on the screen up there. What is on the screen? 4 to 4.25. That means the Federal Reserve is going to cut rates at least 0.25% at the next meeting. And this morning it was 100% chance. Now there's a 95% chance that they're going to cut. So that's, you know, that's what we're facing right through here. So now if the PPI comes in, producer inflation, meaning tariffs are taking a huge bite out or adding a huge piece to the inflation front, they're going to say, wait a second. We're not gonna, you know, cut rates going into an environment where producer inflation just skyrocketed, and it'll work its way all the way up to the producer inflation. Okay, so that's the concern I have going into tomorrow, and that's why we locked in a lot of people today. But this is also what's helping mortgage rates, which is helping a lot of people be able to refinance and now marry the rate. Okay, so that's what we're seeing for today. So basically, the Federal Reserve is going to be cutting. We're on the brink right now of trying to figure out, or we're just on hold right now, seeing how the initial jobless claims come in tomorrow. That's going to tell us, you know, how the jobs market's doing. Again, more data from that debacle we had a couple weeks ago with 250,000 jobs just lost. Okay, and then the PPI, what's it going to come in at? So these are the things we're going to focus in on tomorrow. I wish I knew I had a crystal ball to let you guys know what's going to happen. So right now we're suggesting lock in. We got a nice reprieve today in rates. So lock in and just, you know, if tomorrow goes, you know, rates come in much, much better. Let's get over to explain to you who I am and what I do. Okay, so my name is Dan Frio. I do this report actually twice a day to inform you guys what's going on with rates and all the other stuff and the reasons why these things are changing. But the cool thing about what I do is I work at a federal bank. Okay, basically that means I'm a federally licensed loan officer and I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. The other piece about this is we're like, think of us as a broker. I can't say we're a broker because we're a federal bank, but we're like a broker where we have 33 other lenders we can work with. There's no fee for it. If I move you around, there's no fee for it. You'll work with me during the entire process. So in most cases, we don't even charge you a fee for this. It's actually built in and the lender pays us whoever we go through or my bank. I work at the bank, but if I facilitate a loan with another company to make sure we can get you that program you're looking for, maybe even better rates, then I get paid, you know, that way, but it's not affecting you guys. So why don't you use our services of comparing your loan up to 30 different lenders and maybe you can take advantage of what all these people are doing through here of refinancing at this time to kind of marry that rate. So you can save some money and maybe have a little more home affordability because we always know your insurance is going up, your taxes are going up. Maybe you can get a little bit of a reprieve and a refinance. So if you'd like for our assistance with this, all you need to do is go to the rate update and you can give us a call. Our phone number's up here. What most people do is they're clicking this button right here and they're asking Dan. And you can ask me anything. You can upload your mortgage statement, have me review it. You can even send me your loan estimate that you have. But we have another site for that. Let's say you went out there and you got pre-approved already. And you're looking for a refinance. You're on the sidelines waiting for things and they locked you in. But rates dropped. Rates dropped over the last couple weeks. You know, again, let's go back to this. As this number goes up, rates are coming down. So you might be able to get a lower rate today. You might even be able to cut your fees. So let's do this. Just go here, click loan estimate review. Upload your loan estimate. Let me review it. If you have 3 weeks or more left, then we can probably help you out. So go in here, upload your loan estimate. Let me know your closing date. What I'll do is I'll send you a personalized video right back to you guys via text and email. And just going over your loan estimate. I'll either come back and say, you know what? We're beating them on the fee. We're beating them on the rate. Let's get this done. Or I'll be saying, you know what? You did your due diligence and you got a fantastic loan. Keep it. Don't even get any other quotes because it can't be beat. So check out those services that we offer you guys, but make sure you always come back each day to figure out what's going on with these and the whys behind it, folks. And if you haven't subscribed yet, let me ask you one favor. I'm trying to get the 40,000 subscribers as soon as I can. Only you guys can help me. So if you haven't subscribed yet, please, if you would do that right over there, I think we're about 1,000 away. Only you guys can help me out. So I'd appreciate that. Otherwise, I will be back tomorrow to explain to you guys what this does. And we'll have the PPI report tomorrow, the initial jobless claims, and the reaction the markets have on that data. So thanks for watching, folks. Have a great evening, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.